The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
I'm honored to be here.
He can tell you what you can expect.
I expect you to stick to the deadlines you've agreed to.
I'm straight up mentally ill.
And I expect to be treated as such.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com, along with Heather and John Lobertini and the KGO Newsroom. Candace DeLong, former FBI profiler, is our guest, and we were talking about the horror of the Colorado shooting at the Planned Parenthood, which was, of course, eclipsed by the massacre in San Bernardino, California, 5 days later. And Candace, I want to go to this because, you know, one of the things that I'm sure you can expand upon is just the word radicalization, because it seems to be a key active word nowadays.
Yeah, it's interesting how it has, the definition of it and its use has affected me in the last 10 days since this happened. The term really means to me that someone's ideas and thoughts and feelings were swayed into a radical position by another force, by another entity. That could be a person, it could be an organization such as a church or people you work with, that kind of thing. However, one of the things that we know now is that, look, the young man was born and raised in America. His family said he became more religious as he got into his late teens. His brother, I'm sure you're aware, is a decorated Navy naval person, decorated in the war on terrorism. And here his brother, this killer, this shooter, only 2 years younger, was very different. Radicalization can come from within. It can come from reading a book. It can come from, for me, radicalization can be these people that join cults. And cults take a variety of definitions. Can be the Church of Scientology.
One of the things that bothers me, Candace, is everybody trying to put a time stamp on it.
Right.
Yeah.
It happened.
That seems strange to me.
Like you flipped a switch.
Right. Yes. Let's say it happened. I don't know, September 13th, 2012. No.
Things like you have some birth certificate.
Humans don't work like that. Human brains don't work like that.
I know.
Human hearts don't work like that. It took time. What I heard today is the FBI has uncovered that he was already of this mindset when he started communicating with his soon-to-be wife, who was already of that mindset.
That's correct.
And for a while, I was thinking she radicalized him. Look, these are two people with similar thoughts and feelings that met, and we all know the expression like-minded people find each other, birds of a feather. It's true. They found each other, and they concocted a plot that makes no sense. How in the world was what they did going to further their cause? It wasn't. We must always remember at the heart of any terrorist is nothing more than a murdering thug and an ideology that allows them to do what they want to do to begin with, which is hurt other people and lash out against society.
Boy, and I have to say, you know, one of the things that I took note of when I was recovering from my surgery, the two most bothersome words of 2015, active shooter. And it's part of the process and part of the language now. I mean, you know, it's in the lexicon. So
we had a woman call earlier
tonight,
and
let's talk about that.
She said there was a drill at her work today, and I guess this is becoming more and more commonplace of what should everyone in the office do, or if you're in a cafe or something like that. And I know, Candace, you must have some good advice to that end.
Well, I do, but advice I've been giving for years has recently come under ridicule when certain people said it. For example, Ben Carson, but he said it in the wrong way. He said, fight back, throw things, do things. I spend a lot of time analyzing these kinds of things. What can people do? And my first analysis of this kind of thing was workplace shootings. And the analysis comes from every time one of these things happen, it's picked apart, analyzed. What could people do? happens when someone comes into a setting, whether it's a workplace or a theater or a restaurant, and someone starts shooting, it's never happened before. You have no memory to draw on. What do I do? What do I do? And so people tend to be stunned, shocked, paralyzed. They stand still. They get shot. The time to think about what to do is before it happens, which is why these workplace drills are excellent.
Yes, and by the way, the lady who called and talked to us about it tonight said she was glad that they did it at her business, but it was very disturbing.
Yes. Thinking about what you would do if you woke up with someone standing next to your bed with a knife in their hand or at your throat is disturbing. But the time to think about these things is not when it's happening. It's too late then. The time to think about what to do is before it happens. One thing I can say, because I know we're limited for time, people you work with, okay, these two shooters last Wednesday, they had semi-automatic weapons that had been rendered automatic. They're shooting all over the place. But there were 200 people in that room and just two shooters. I like numbers. I like numbers a lot. Rush them. Throw things at them. Purses, pencils. Pick up a desk with another person, rush them. When I worked in maximum security psychiatry, and a patient, a big, large patient, would get crazy and start throwing things and hurting people, we got a mattress off a bed, and we rushed the person and knocked them down.
Oh, wow.
Might you get hurt? Yes. Is everyone going to get shot? No. Because when someone with a gun suddenly has 10, 20, 30 people on them, guess who wins?
That's strong.
That is really interesting, given that we talked about how many cops were shooting one guy in the street last week. But
that's the Mario Woods case. But I understand what you're saying, and so it makes good sense. So would you advise corporations and businesses to go through this practice?
Yes.
And by the way, can they do it, or do they need to hire professionals? Because I'm sure this will become an industry. I mean, come on.
You can hire professionals, or you can get this information on good security sites on the internet. You can hire professionals, and I have no problem with that. Just make sure you're hiring someone who really knows what they're talking about.
Well, we have fire drills.
We have training in this.
We have fire drills. We have earthquake drills. So I guess
workplace.
This is the day we live in.
And if you say to yourself, I could never rush someone with a gun. In a workplace setting, there's lots of other things you can do to protect yourself. And some of the people at the social center two Wednesdays ago did it. They put themselves in room. They moved filing cabinets up against the door. There's all kinds of things you can do.
And one of the things that seems to come out of it, and I'm just kind of channeling through the radio other people's minds, listening and asking me to ask, because one of the schools of thought is play dead.
That's what I would do. I feel like I just
floor. So let me run that by you, Candace DeLong. How about these people who play dead?
Yes. Well, a lot of them live to tell the story, don't they?
Yes, they do.
If you cannot, okay, the number one piece of advice, if you can get out, get out. Run in a zigzag pattern away from the shooter, dodge up and down, get out if you can. If you're on a second story and no higher and you want to go out a window, you want to give it go ahead and try it. Jump, duck, roll, those kinds of things. But if you cannot get out, you have nothing to throw and no one. The thing about it, if you're going to rush the shooter, you have to have help. You have to look around to your left and your right and say, let's rush them.
Yeah, like the guys on that train.
Strength in numbers will work. When all else fails, play dead, because a lot of people have done that and they've lived to tell the story.
Candace DeLong, thank you.
How can you argue with that?
Yeah, it's
good to know.
It's good advice, and unfortunately, in today's day, in today's world, we have to say that. I mean, okay.
Candace, I'm going to use you as a shield.
Oh,
I'm kidding. I love you.
Well, I've been sliced open three times, and I'm still here, so that's working.
Might not be a bad idea.
Playing dead didn't work. I keep coming back to work. All right. Candace DeLong, thank you very much. By the way, what's the latest with you? What are you up to?
What are you writing about?
Well, we're going to start filming season 10 of Deadly Women. in about 6 weeks. Got another season on that, and I'm working on my second book. And everything is good. I'm in a remote mountain cabin in a distant galaxy far, far away, and life is good.
I'm jealous. I'm so. I would.
What's
love
the
to
second
be there.
Book yeah. about? I was like, there was so much in your first book. What else do you have to write about?
It's not a romantic comedy.
No.
Not from you. Candace DeLong, you're fantastic. Thank you for speaking with us, and happy holidays.
Hey, you too. Take care, guys.
Thank you. Okay. All right, we're going to go way back. Right here in the city of San Francisco, we have a great conversation about, do you remember Playland at the Beach or Sutro's, the Palace at the Lands? And
if you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Because for once, I have good news, and here it is. Donald Trump was attacked by a bald eagle. It was during a photo shoot for Time magazine back in August. But Time just released the footage. Look at that! Look!
It's great.
That eagle thinks that Donald's hair is like a blonde rabbit or something. And Donald is getting out of there faster than a Muslim tenant in Trump Tower. And like all things Trump, this story has rocketed around the globe, and I believe we have some footage of people reacting to seeing this video for the first time. Now, even the animals are happy. Here's the thing. Everyone's having a good time with that footage of Trump, and here at The Late Show, we've enjoyed a joke or 50 or 60 at Donald's expense, but when it comes to our endangered species, and I mean this very seriously, television.
I'm terribly sorry to interrupt you.
No, this is great.
John Stewart.
I want to let the folks know, there's actually, I'm here for a reason. There's a big vote coming up in Congress to reauthorize health benefits for 9/11 first responders. So, sure, no, I understand.
Can we do this?
I'd rather not, obviously.
Yeah, I think you probably should. Yeah. Do you want the attention or not, John?
All right, I do.
Okay, let's do this.
Anyway, he puts a Trump wig on him and makes him do a Trump song and dance so that he can promote his agenda with regard to first responders. Right. And remember, there was the hashtag worst responders, but it was all uncomfortable. And he took a bag of Cheetos and rubbed orange all over John's face to make him look like Trump. Anyway, I edited that heavily.
I love it.
Just,
no, it's
you know,
great.
Because their laugh lines are so long that it was like, I got to get the jokes in so that we can air it. But anyway.
And I love that John Stewart keeps popping up everywhere.
He's been popping up.
Yeah, it makes you think that he's bored out of his mind. But yeah, you know, he's doing it in a cool way. You don't have to do the gig every damn day.
Right.
Well, yeah, you don't have to do the grind.
He's got a major cause that he really, really supports. I mean, I think he gets dewy-eyed when he talks about it, and it's a big deal. But, I think you made me think, like, what's next for him? Maybe it isn't going to be all humanitarian efforts. Maybe there will be a run for office someday.
Oh, yeah, something like that, or just continue to do things on his own accord. How long did he do The Daily Show?
17 years.
Yeah, okay, well, he's got enough bank. I mean, so, you know, he's a guy who's in his 50s who can just chill out and pick and choose and do what he wants.
Yeah.
Good for him. We should also be so lucky. By the way, I want to play this for you because you know Michelle Obama, the first lady, is so out of there. You know,
You're saying she's checked out?
Right.
Got one foot out the White House door?
You just know she is. And of course, I know. Yes, I hear you. I can telepathically hear you through the radio. Some of you saying, yes, and so has the president. I tend to agree listening to his speech last Sunday. But I want to play this for you. Michelle Obama is rapping in a new video with Jay Farrow and Jay Farrow from Saturday Night Live. The video is called Go to College, and it's meant to encourage kids to go to school. But here is the first lady rapping.
FLOTUS on the track.
Southside Chicago, we all know we had to do overtime every night to make it tomorrow. And everyone can really make their dream true. Hey kid, listening in Michigan, that could be you.
But a dream is just a dream unless you go hard. Einstein put it in time, here's a flowchart. Naturally, it won't happen magically, but you can change fantasy into reality so dramatically. If you wanna fight crime, you should go to college. If you wanna write rhymes, fill your head with knowledge. If you wanna steer a grass, don't go to college. But for everything else, you should go to college.
Yeah, I love it. It's great. It's good
stuff.
Cool. Yeah,
but for everything else, you should go to college.
All right.
Yes, you should.
We have some good news to wrap up tonight's show and this week. So, a dad who's in the Navy, who has been deployed overseas for a year, just came home. As a matter of fact, he came home a little bit early, surprised his kids while they were taking pictures with Santa. Now, there were three kids. They were all sitting on a bench with Santa when he popped up behind the bench and photobombed them. Here we go.
1, 2, 3. Cheese!
Oh, it's such a cute picture.
What?
I saw him on the picture and I was just like, what?
Happy birthday, sweetie. Really? Thank you, Santa. Merry Christmas.
And Daddy's home. All right, and that's the good news. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Drive safely and carefully if you're out there in the rain. Behave yourself. I was just saying to Heather, boy, I wish I could get in a chopper right now and go up to Tahoe and have myself a big, big old-ass cocktail. And sit in the cabin with a big roaring fire with the snow coming down.
Well, doesn't that sound nice?
It does. I'm going to go home and have an oxycodone and go to bed. All right, that's it. Have a good night.
Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
John, I'm allowed to. I have a prescription. Yes, I had surgery. Yeah, I'm not abusing drugs.
What's your excuse?
Yes, that's, yeah. You get the chopper and a frothy cocktail. All right, John Batchelor's next on KGO 810.
2, 1. This is